This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, everybody. Thank you. It is a beautiful day outside. It's a beautiful day inside here at WNRN. The place is loaded, a mass scramble of people. Rusty Simpre trying to get out of my way with all the pledges and papers and CDs here. Steve Hamilton here wandering around trying to figure out what he can do to be helpful. We got folks outside answering the phone. I have never seen so many key people at WNRN in the studio, in the building at one time. Call us up. Talk to one of the big wigs here at WNRN. Make your pledge. It is Fun Drive Sunday. We have two special people in the studio with us today. See if you can recognize this voice.
What's up, everybody?
That is my nephew, Ren, here once again helping me with the fun drive. One more time, we were trying to figure out how many fun drives Ren has done now. We think that since he was age 5, maybe age 6, which would give him 10 to 12 fun drives here at WNRN. Ren, are you getting any commission on that?
No, I should.
But all the money goes to WNRN to keep us supported by the listeners out there. Thank you so much. Again, if you haven't written it down, if you're just now getting up and stretching those muscles, 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Again, this is the Sunday morning wake-up call. We are going to be talking about bullying, an important topic. People always have lots of questions. It seems to have become one of those words, one of those topics that just immediately get people to shake their head and close their eyes. And so what better group to bring together to talk about bullying than Ren? Ren, where are you in your educational life?
I am in middle school right now, sixth grade.
Your first year in middle school, correct?
Correct.
And so what do we do? Who do we talk to? Our guest today, Principal Rick Verhovac from Charlottesville's Sutherland Middle School. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Ren.
Good morning.
You know, when you want to talk about bullying, don't you have a middle schooler talk to a middle school principal? I mean, where are you going to get your best information than to bring that about? So again, this is WNRN. It is our fall fun drive. There's all kinds of things you can do out there. Our goal today for the hour, again, 1 hour here for this program, I'd like to spend 60 minutes talking about bullying with Ren and Principal Verhovac. And let's shoot for 10 pledges, and I'd like to have one of them be a new pledge and one of those 10 also be an evergreen member. I think that's fair for 60 minutes. So call us up, 434-979-0919. And in the meantime, let's get on it. Let's talk about bullying with Ren and Principal Verhovac. Ren, let's start with that question of yours.
What's the difference between teasing and bullying?
Well, that's a really good question, because you see a lot of both teasing and bullying in school. We know that when someone bullies somebody, there has to be a power imbalance, that someone is trying to gain a power imbalance over somebody else. And we also see it has to be a repeated action, where someone is repeatedly doing the same thing over and over to one person, or the same thing over and over to a multitude of people. But you do see both of them a lot. Teasing occurs, and teasing is a natural thing. It's not something that we want to happen, but teasing does occur when kids get together.
But how does the person who's doing that, and whether it's considered teasing or bullying, how does the person doing the action know that they have power, that they are actually crossing the line?
You know, Rick, that's a tough one, and it a lot of it has to do with what you see in the behavior and the body language that individuals pose when they do it. I know the other day at lunch, I had a young lady come up to me and said that a young man had made a comment about her tennis shoes. So, you know, the first thing I did is I walked over to the young man and I said, "Hey, why are you making fun of someone else's tennis shoes?" And he's like, "Well, they look different than mine." Well, they may look different, but that doesn't give you the right to say something mean to somebody else. Now, I did not look at that as bullying. He was not trying to get a power imbalance on that young lady. He just made a poor choice of words, used a poor choice of words when he said something to her. But he was definitely being mean. You know, he was making fun of her tennis shoes. To me, that's teasing. But it still takes an adult to step in and say, don't do that.
Have you now, Principal Verhovac, Principal Rick Verhovac with us today, and your background goes from high school. You were an assistant principal at Albemarle High School, I believe, as well as coach of the football team, and now on to principal at Sutherland Middle School with us today. Have you found that different types of bullying or teasing range from middle school to high school?
I have. You know, in the high school level, a lot of the bullying becomes cyberbullying. Outside of school, they're texting each other or they're putting something on Twitter or Facebook. And they get a group of people to join in and start saying mean things and piling on one person. That's when you get a little swing of power there. And the people that start the, in that case, what I see as cyberbullying, they are trying to get a power imbalance on somebody. They are trying to put somebody else down so when they come back to school, they're lower than everybody else. So, you know, there is a difference between high school and middle school. A lot of what middle schoolers do is teasing. They're trying to find their land, their landmarks, and where they are. And they just make comments that need adults to step in on a regular basis.
So what do you think is worse, bullying or cyberbullying?
Wow, Rand, that's a tough question. To me, cyberbullying is something that people can do when it's not face-to-face, and so they make poor judgment or they use poor judgment when they're doing that. It's really easy to get bold behind a computer screen when you don't have to look at an individual and say mean things. But when you have to look at that person face-to-face, you generally won't say as mean as things. So I see you shaking your head, Ren. You agree?
Yeah. So, like, when somebody's behind their screen, they can do it. They can just be meaner than being in front of them and then just saying something just really rude.
And that's exactly right, Ren. And what we think is that kids get a sense of bravado behind the computer screen. They have the ability to just say what they want to say, type it out there. The problem is they put it out there for everybody to see. Everybody. And being in a high school, you know that everything you say will one day come back to you when you get ready to graduate, if you're going on to get a job or you're going on to college. People look at things, and if you put something out on Facebook that was inappropriate, there's a way to track it.
Here we are a little bit after 11 o'clock, 11:10 on WNRN during our Fun Drive Sunday. We're talking about bullying. We have Ren Henchy here, first year in middle school, and he's helping me interview Principal Rick Verhovac, who is a middle school principal. What a great concept. Where else are you going to hear a middle school student interview a principal about bullying? So, you know, it's things like this that happen at WNRN that don't happen other places. We'd love to have your pledge to support what we do, whether it's the bluegrass and you just missed out to making your pledge, whether it's Les Temps Purdue coming up at noon and you're not sure you're going to be available to make your call. Ring us up, 434-979-0919. Let us know that it's the interesting topics and interviews that take place on Wake Up Call that you're giving in particular support. Or you can go online. Maybe your favorite thing is a show that's not even on Sunday, Steve Hamilton and his Roots show, WNRN.org. Again, we'd love to have, our goal today is 10 pledges. I'd love to have one new pledge, at least one new member, and we'd love to have one evergreen member. That's our goal for the hour. Again, 1110-434-979-0919. Principal Verhovec, we're talking about cyberbullying and the difference, and then you jumped in about the difference between middle school where it's face-to-face and in high school where when cyberbullying comes in and you can hide behind the screen. So, and I need to word this properly, and I'm often bad at that, but it, for some people, some students, your goal is to blend in. And for other students, you're maybe not making a specific statement, like you're not making a political statement, but you want to stand out, whether that's because you dye your hair blue or you dress in a goth manner. Is there any, and because part of the school age, the middle school and high school age, is pointing out those who are different, and you mentioned that earlier in the conversation. What happens to the high school student who dresses as goth to stand out and be different and then gets teased because they are doing so? What do you tell the student about who's doing that?
Well, first, Rick, it's not as much, in my experience with high school kids, high school students, you don't see as much as picking on one certain group. You know, I have seen some issues where they, you know, there has been picking on a group, and you do talk to students and have face-to-face conversations about everyone's allowed to be unique. Everyone's allowed to be different. And that's what's so great about going to a public school, about attending a public school, is because you do have diversity. And diversity is a great thing in a school. The opportunity to learn about different cultures, to learn about different histories, backgrounds, and it makes our country, which is truly what our forefathers wanted, a melting pot, you know, a wonderful idea. When you get into a high school level and you see students acting in different ways, when someone else does something mean or begins to bully, it's because they feel uncomfortable with that. And they feel like their way of making themselves look better is to put somebody else down. And they don't realize that it actually makes them look bad in the process. And what has to happen is people have to recognize it. They have to either learn to say, stop, don't do that, or immediately what we tell our kids at Sutherland is find the adult. Find an adult immediately and let them know.
Why do you think others bully?
I kind of touched on that just a second ago.
Right, you talk about putting others down. Mm-hmm. Is that the number one reason? Is that the only reason?
No, I think it makes some people think that they have to have power over everybody, that it's their position to be the loud one or the person in charge. And so in order to do that, they make other people look bad, which they feel like will push them higher up on the ladder. When in reality, most people they really, truly look up to the person who does things the right way and tries to do everything in the orderly fashion and is a rule follower. Students that put other people down either don't feel comfortable with themselves, don't feel comfortable with the group that they're hanging out with. And when, as you see that, they may have something in their own history or their own family that makes them uncomfortable with something that causes them to pick on somebody else that they see putting out that type of attitude or that type of behavior.
We are talking with Sutherland Middle School Principal Rick Verhovec. He's in the studio today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely, Rick.
We also have my nephew, Ren, here with me.
Hello.
We're doing an interview today, a middle school student interviewing a middle school principal to gather a little more information about bullying. And you know, I'm going to ask Ren in a minute or two whether he's either been a bully or been bullied. But it is 11:15 here. We would love to get your phone call, 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. We'll have our station manager, Mark Keefin, here in just a second to give you a little more detail on what's happening. Let's do this.
Today's programming on WNRN is supported by
T&N Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, T&N specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. T&N offers FSC-certified printing. T&N Printing can be reached at t-nprinting.com.
Montfair Resort Farm, inviting you to escape to the Blue Ridge Mountains. With eco-friendly cabins and events lodge for groups, Montfair Resort Farm is the destination for your next vacation, wedding, or company retreat with hiking, fishing, and wineries. Only 30 minutes from Charlottesville, MontfairResortFarm.com is one click away.
Commonwealth Reserve, Commonwealth Skybar's new private event space. From food and bar menus to floor plans, every detail is customizable. Commonwealth Reserve for business meetings, presentations, receptions, luncheons, and dinners. Commonwealth Reserve's event planner can tailor events from 20 to 100 guests. You can book your event at CommonwealthReserve.com.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And again, thank you so much for being with us today. It is Fun Drive Sunday in the fall here at WNRN. It's not everywhere you can dial up and listen to...
me, Red Hinchy.
Interview our guest today.
That would be me, Mr. Rick Verhovec, the principal.
As we talk about bullying, bullying in general, but obviously we're going to focus a little bit on bullying in middle school with our experts in the middle school level. But 434-979-0919 to call up, make your pledge. And, you know, people sometimes need to be given a reason to pledge, and whether that's a specific need that they have that's itching them and they want to know, how do I scratch that itch? What is that itch that needs to be scratched? Or, you know, in the past I used to get something, at least a little return on my pledge. And the expert in the room on that is station manager Mark Keefe. Mark,
hi, Rick.
Do that thing for us. Explain the itch.
Explain the itch.
The return gift if it's needed.
Well, I will say this about the gift thing. You know, we often talk during fun drives about the things you get. So we have a lot of those things, everything from T-shirts to CDs to pint glasses to caps to fleeces, you name it. We've got all of those things at various levels. But the thing that's the most important to keep in mind is that you know that when you turn on the radio and you turn it on to whatever frequency it is that you tune us in, a lot of people, 91.9 and various frequencies all over the place. But that's essentially what you're supporting. You're supporting a radio station that has an open mind about what it plays on the air, what it talks about on the air. And the listeners who listen know that they have been able to expect great programming from this radio station. So you're supporting it. People often have said to me, and you know, I've been doing this for running on 30 years now, people say, well, that's what my taxes go to. And I say, well, you know what? I hate to tell you this, but... while we do receive a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, it is actually it's not the biggest thing that we use to fund ourselves here. In fact, it's down the list. It's number three now with what we fund ourselves with. Number one is listener support. Number two is underwriting. So the businesses that you hear supporting our radio station, they're number two. And number three is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So if you want to slice it all up, about one one hundredth of a penny out of your taxes probably goes anywhere near what we do to support what we're doing on our radio station. So the things that you get are what you enjoy listening to. So if you tune in on Sunday mornings, and because you're listening now, it's your turn to support what's happening here on WNRN. You do that by making a phone call, 434-979-0919. Every call is important. Every amount is important. And we will make sure to be good stewards of your money and continue to bring you the quality programming you've come to expect. Well, now,
I keep mentioning that evergreen thing, though.
I was going to say that the easiest way to do it is by becoming an evergreen member. That's a sustaining membership. Essentially, what you're doing is you're saying, you know what? I can afford $5 a month. And at $5 a month, the benefits you get, Rick, the things that you were talking about earlier about what are the things, what are some of the stuff, well, you get the WNRN, the new T-shirt for that $60 contribution. And that comes out $5 a month over the next 12 months. But you also, every week, you'll get a VIP email on Mondays with all of these offers of things happening all over our area, concerts, events, plays, gift certificates, movie tickets, all sorts of things that we basically say, what would you like to go see? And if you respond to that, you end up with whatever it is that you choose, if it's still left, because we send it out to the entire VIP list. But people get, I mean, people have told us, I have gotten 6-7 different things over the last year that I've looked at and I've thought, I want to have that. Well, what we want from you is for you to become a contributor, a member of this radio station. You have the good taste and the good sense to listen. Now it's time for you to become a member and take it one step further. 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Rick takes time out of his schedule every Sunday to come in here and talk with you and bring in some newsmakers and some bring up some issues that are relevant to our community and places that are asking for help and information about all sorts of things. Rick's here for you. Now he wants you to be here for him. And he's probably a little too shy to say that. 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. We got to keep those phones ringing this morning, Rick. Even though we're not taking your calls to comment on what you guys are talking about this morning, we need to hear from people who say, I support what you do.
And we talk about stewards of WNRN, and that's Mark Keefe, our new steward of the station, and a very well-liked man, even from those of us who are here up on surly Sunday mornings, it can be a little bit surly in the morning. thank you very much.
My pleasure, and let's keep the phones ringing. 434-979-0919.
Again, we are talking about bullying. Even though it is Sunday morning on the wake-up call, we still do our thing. We're talking about bullying with my man,
Ren Hinchy.
And Ren, what age are you now?
I am now 11.
And you've been here for about how many fun drives?
11 or 12.
Yeah, that's a man all the way back to age 5 or 6. That should make a lot of people jealous who are still trying to figure out how to get in the radio business. It's all who you know. It is. It's all who you know. And our guest today on the guest side of the board is Principal Rick Verhovac here, principal at Sutherland Middle School, as we talk about bullying. So, Principal Verhovac, we were talking about why do you think people bully others? And somewhere down in his list of questions, let me see if I can find it real quick. It's this one, Mr. Hinchy.
Hold on. Do you think a bully ever really stops bullying, or does he or she just move on to a new victim?
Wow, that's a great question, Ren. Really put me on the spot with that one. I do think people stop bullying. I think that when you put positive people around bullies and you show bullies what they're doing and how it's impacting somebody else, that you can change a behavior. We all wake up every day, we start the day, and we try to do the best thing we can do every day, and we all make mistakes along the way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, the next day we wake up, we try not to make the mistake we made the day before.
Exactly.
So when we see people bullying and we talk to them and we try to get them to stop bullying or stop making the choices that we're making, the only thing we can do is hope that when we do that, they will listen and they will try not to do the same thing that they're doing. So I do believe that you can, I don't want to use the word rehabilitate, but that you can educate somebody and you can help them see the light that what they're doing is mean to somebody else.
You know, in preparation for the show, fortunately, Ren sends me his question so I don't come up with too much repetition for the hour. But I see that question on his list. And the same day, I read an article about quarterback Russell Wilson. You know, he was the key player in last year's Super Bowl, quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. And he has made a statement to the news about how he says, I used to beat people up when he was in school. And do you think that there are certain people who are more susceptible to this sort of thing? You mentioned earlier about family life, possibly, or those who have some their current status in their group But are there certain people who are just going to be bullies until they're taught differently? Whatever it is, whether it is their home life, their could it be genetics? Anything like that?
Well, my father-in-law has this great saying. One boy is a boy, two boys are half a boy, and three boys are no boy at all. And I truly believe that saying, that when you get a group of children together, that their ability to make right decisions decreases, that along the line, they're going to maybe make a poor choice there. And they'll encourage other students to make poor choices. That's happened forever. Our superintendent, Dr. Moran, I was talking to her this summer, and she was telling me, you know, I remember when I was a principal and I would, or a teacher, and intercept kids writing mean notes to people. And it wasn't as popular, you know, the word bullying wasn't a popular word back then, but it was still bullying. People were trying to have a power imbalance. They were putting other people down repeatedly. I think that as people are educated, that they stop making those choices. And I firmly believe that everybody has the ability to see what they're doing and see that there is another path that they can choose and not be the person that people don't like.
Again, Principal Rick Verhovac, principal at Sutherland Middle School here in the Charlottesville area. I'm Rick Moore, Sunday morning wake-up call with my man,
Ren Hinchy.
Helping me do the interview today, Ren, a member of a middle school here in the state of Virginia. You know, you mentioned Superintendent Pam Moran, who has been a regular guest on this show. If you're listening today and trying to find, you know, just take the time, find the time to come up to make your phone call or go online to make your pledge here on the Fall Fund Drive, Sunday, 434-979-0919. You can also go online, wnrn.org. I was looking through my notes trying to find some old shows that maybe you can remember that may make you want to call up and take the time to make your pledge. Josh Wheeler was here back in April as we talked about the new Muzzle Awards and a little bit about censorship. The Shelter for Help in Emergency, as we talked about domestic abuse violence. We had the librarians in late May for people to talk about books and reading, and for those who were already did a lot of reading and some suggestions, and maybe you're a parent and trying to figure out how to get your child to be more interested in reading and some suggestions on how to make that happen. End-of-life decisions, something that's difficult for a lot of families. We talked about that. Manners and Etiquette, that was a wonderful show, and so much so that when we did it a couple years ago, I was asked to get Robin Jackson back in the studio to do that again. Espionage, we did a show on espionage. Changes to Route 29 after the cancellation of the Western 29 bypass. We had Dr. Pam Moran and Jeff Comer from Nelson County, the two superintendents, come up and talk about current school issues. We did kids and food allergies. We just recently did a show on minimum wage. And some shows coming up. You know, we all always do Santa. Santa always visits the wake-up call and makes some calls to kids. We'll do election coverage with Bob Gibson. Will be here from the Sorensen Institute. The Virginia Film Festival will be here a little later on. Let me take a moment and thank some folks who have already called to support WNRN. Excuse me, Ren, trying to hog the radio microphone. I think we know somebody who's going to go into the entertainment business or political aspect later on in life. We've already gotten calls from Brenda Jones. Brenda is a long time, very, very, very long time supporter of this program and this station. Brenda knows my love. Brenda, also a big supporter of my friend Lazarus, who's moved on. You're welcome to call up. And in honor of Lazarus, Karen Farringer, a longtime friend, and there you go, in memory of Lazarus. Allison Woo! Calling us from Arizona. We all love Allison, don't we, Ren?
Yes, we do. We all love.
We all will love Allison. This is a group that was on the show in the past. the Renewable Energy Construction Services. We did a show on renewable energy, and they stepped up to come in and do that show. Gene McCusker, I believe from Home Instead Senior Care, talking here about end-of-life decisions and just senior care. A lot of family members who want to live at home. Brent, I think your family made a pledge. Kathy and Barry Hinchy with their pledge to the station. And then, oh my goodness, Grandma! You know, it's nice not to just have friends of the station, but family members who support the station and what you do as well. 434-979-0919. Call up. Make a gift to the station. Support what we do. Support our show today on bullying with...
Red Hinchy.
And our guest...
Rick Verhovac, Principal, Sutherland Middle School.
Yeah. Call us up. Make a pledge to the station. Make a pledge in support of WNRN, in support of Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, in support of Lazarus. Thank you very much for any of those pledges. All right, so back to our topic. It is 11:31 here on the Wake Up Call, talking about bullying. Principal Verhovac, you mentioned earlier in just sort of one sentence what to do if you are being bullied.
So, Rick, our assistant principal, Amy Morris, and myself, at the beginning of the school year, and I hope this occurs at many schools, but we sat down with each grade level. We had a class meeting, and we sat down and talked to each group of students, and we talked about school and what school should look like, and that if they see something going on in school, observe something, there's 200 extra set of eyes that can look around and see things, that they can tell the nearest adult that something's not right. Whether it be somebody that's in the building that's not supposed to be in the building, whether they see someone leaving something out on the playground, or they see someone being mean to somebody. The first thing they should do is tell an adult. We have adults all over the school, and those adults go everybody. That's not just our teachers. We have at Sutherland, we have a staff of approximately 70 people, and every single one of those people are very important to the 600 students that come in our building every single day, and they have the opportunity to help all 600 of those students. So we do. We tell our, you know, we tell our students, and I see Ren, you know, he nodded his head because he said they, you know, they had the meeting at Pocosin Middle School. They talked about bullying, and they talked about what they should do when someone's being mean. And it is finding an adult and letting an adult know.
But, you know, there are three parts to bullying, right? Or three aspects, three partakers. There's the person who's bullying. There's the person who's being bullied, and then there's the witness to the issue. So, and I would think that at the school level, as a student, whether in middle school or high school, there's some sort of internal battle. You know that what you're seeing is wrong for many of them. Some may just be laughing, but you feel that it's wrong, but you're... There must be some fear about standing out and reporting, whether you want to call it narking because you don't do that, or maybe you're concerned because you don't want to be next when that person finds out that you are the one who's reporting. What do you do? How do you fight that battle internally?
Well, there's a couple things there, Rick. Number one, what we tell students is if they see something that's not right, that witness person, they do need to come forward. They do need to speak up. I don't want to ever use the word never, but we will almost try never to use that person's name. Unless there's, you know, a severe situation and we may have to use a name, but we try never to use anybody's name. So the information that they share with us, we don't bring that back up. We bring the student in who is being accused as a bully, and the victim, we talk to them, we try to get some idea of what's going on. We get written statements and we go from there. Rick, we did one thing at Albemarle High School. We had a program that we called Stop One, Save One. It's an anti-bullying program, but it was all student-led. The students were the one that came up with the idea for calling it Stop One, Save One. They actually created a video 3 years ago that made it to the top two videos in the country for anti-bullying. It was a very short video, but what it was is the students made the video, and it showed a classroom setting where somebody was bullying another student. And there was this super, it was Superman, but it was super, a guy that was supposed to be stopping bullying, but he was caught in traffic, and he couldn't get to the classroom to stop it. And it required another student to actually stand up and say, hey, don't do that. That's mean. You know better. And, you know, then all of a sudden Superman comes running in and he looks over at the student who stood up and said, you know, stop it. And that student's like, you know, waves at him and says, thank you, but it's all taken care of. And he gives him a thumbs up and leaves. So the message was just awesome. And I've got goosebumps as I sit here, you know, talking, because those kids put so much into that video, and it was just awesome what they did and how they portrayed it. But you do have to learn to stand up and, you know, protect others. I'm not saying to get bodily harm to yourself, but you do need to stand up and, you know, step forward.
Do you think teachers do a good job of controlling bullying?
Ren, I do. A teacher's job is very challenging. You know, every day they have 30 students in each individual class, approximately, that they're responsible for. We ask them to teach for anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes, and then as soon as they're done teaching, to step out in the hallway, to watch the hallways for 5 or 6 minutes to make sure nothing's going on, get another group of 30 students in there, then take those students down to the lunchroom, sit with them for 25 minutes while they're 200 kids eating lunch. So it's a challenging job. I do think teachers look for things. I do think teachers do not want bullying in school. They do not want to see other students that are upset. And they know that bullying is a major disruption in school. And the biggest thing is it's a major disruption to people learning. Ren, you know as well as I do, when you don't feel good sitting in your seat, you don't want to learn. You don't want to read. But if you feel good about what's going on that day and you're excited about it, then you're all in for learning. And so teachers want the students that are there all in for learning. So I think that they do everything they can or everything possible to stop bullying.
Well, do you think teachers can do more or...
We can always do more. You know, our being vigilant about being in the hallways is a big thing. It's easy to stay in a classroom for a second. If you had a question, Ren, after you were done with the lesson, the teacher might come back to you and say, you know, Ren, if you look up this on homework tonight, it'll help you. And then all of a sudden, by the time they get out there in the hallway, somebody's already had an opportunity to do something to another student. You know that most bullying doesn't occur when you're sitting in a classroom.
No.
Most bullying occurs in the hallway, in the bathroom, in the gym locker room, or in the cafeteria.
Exactly.
And those are places where there's a lot of people at one time, and the supervision decreases. And so, you know, teachers want to be everywhere, but it's hard to be, you know, one-on-one when you're pulled in so many directions. That's another great question, though, Ren. You're putting me on the spot this morning, buddy.
The man has done his homework. Again, my man.
Ren Henchy.
Helping interview Principal.
Rick Verhovac.
Here on Fall Fun Drive Sunday. We'd love to have your pledge in support of the station, in support of what we do, whether that's bluegrass, Sunday morning wake-up call, Les Temps Purdue, modern rock, some of the specialty shows. My friend Mark Smith is out front answering the phones. We always support each other, Grateful Dead and friends. In fact, you know, I had somebody, my sister said this earlier today about she made a pledge for the Grateful Dead show and got an unusual, unique T-shirt that her friends outside of town always ask her, where can they get another one? We were talking yesterday as I was answering phones for Mark Smith and his Grateful Dead and Friends program. And the conversation was about If you go to ACAC or a place where large numbers of people gather, and you can see the large variety of WNRN t-shirts as we get a unique style for every fund drive, call up, ask about the t-shirt. It's got this really cool otter on the front of it to go with his radio box. 434-979-0919. We've heard from a number of people already during the hour. Our goal was 10 pledges. We're pretty close, but not quite there. It is 11:41 on the wake-up call. We're going to take a breath and take a break and come back about bullying, and we hope you take advantage of the time to call up 434-979-0919. And back in action here on WNRN. Thank you so much for being with us today as we talk about bullying with my man, Ren Hinchy, and our guest, Rick Verhovac. Thank you so much. I think I hit the wrong button, but we'll come back and do that in just a second. That's part of being, I don't know, volunteers, but not necessarily professionally paid, because I make silly mistakes like that. So, Ren, we were talking about, can teachers do a better job? Ask Principal Verhovac that question of yours.
Do you think bullying has gotten worse, oh my gosh, since you were a kid?
Changed. The opportunity to bully has increased, I think. Being a kid, I hung out with different groups of folks, and I made my poor choices as a kid. And I had people that I had teachers, I had coaches that were mentors to me, my parents who guided me to steer away from some of the poor choices that I made. So I'm not going to say I was a bully, but I made mean choices when I was young. I sent those notes, around the room to other people, and I drew pictures on my book cover of my book. We used to put brown paper bags as book covers over our books, and I drew pictures and put people's names under it. So I did mean
things. How old are you?
Oh, I'm real old. If I had a textbook and a brown paper bag as a book cover, you can tell I'm old. But I think that with technology changing and students having one-to-one in the school, Ren, I asked Ren a couple minutes ago, Ren, are you allowed to have your cell phone at school?
I am allowed, but you have to keep it on silent or vibrate.
So
you can't bring it out, so like student or teachers can't see it and know that you're doing like something you shouldn't be doing.
So, Ren, if your phone vibrates in your pocket, what are the chances that you would raise your hand and ask to go to the bathroom? Is that a good chance that you might raise your hand and walk out in the hallway and read your text message? I don't want to put you on the spot now.
Careful, because your parents are sitting there
exactly.
saying what to do.
I want them to, walk out.
So, Ren, don't incriminate yourself
take that
there.
That is your answer, then.
So don't incriminate yourself.
No, but others might.
Others might. So that makes it easier for bullying to occur, because we tell our students at Sutherland, bring your phones to school every day, because not everybody, 95 or 98% of the students have a phone. And if it does vibrate in their pocket, they want to know what it is. All teachers say the same thing. Don't bring it out during class. You're not allowed to do that. So when they get that, they do ask to go to the bathroom or ask to go to the nurse's station. And as they're walking down the hallway, they pull it out and they read it. And if someone said something mean to them, what do they quickly do? A Snapchat back or a quick text message. So I think the opportunity to say mean things has increased, Ren. So you really put some thought into your questions. You are really lighting me up over here with good questions. So I appreciate the fact that you did your homework and are well prepared today.
So tell me, Principal Verhovac, other than reporting the problem, do those being bullied have a greater responsibility other than just going to the teacher or the administrator and saying, I'm stepping forward to tell you that this person is bullying me.
Well, that's the biggest thing, is stepping forward and letting somebody else know. We never want bullying to get to the point where somebody takes action back at somebody. That's not the way to stop a bully. Everybody says, well, you know, stand up for yourself. And if someone hits you, hit back. That's not the way you stop somebody from being a bully. You take the pleasure out of what they're doing. When somebody bullies you, they get pleasure in seeing you get upset. And so you have to change that person when they see that you're not upset anymore, that, you know, when they say something to you, you just go tell an adult. There's a consequence for that person, and it's not bothering you. That puts that person in their place. It's not saying something mean back or responding back.
So, again, it is 11:47 here on the Wake Up Call. A few minutes left during this hour. 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Rand Hinchy with me today as we interview our guest, Principal Rick Verhovac, middle schooler, asking tough questions to the middle school principal. You're not going to see that everywhere you go. So please call up and support WNRN, 434-979-0919.
Today's programming on WNRN is supported by
Posture Studio, locally owned Pilates studio at 218 West Market Street in downtown Charlottesville. Posture Studio's teachers have the experience and knowledge to improve clients' postural strength and conditioning through a blend of Pilates, strength training, body rolling, and postural retraining. Private sessions and group equipment classes available. PostureStudio.com to sign up.
Music Today. Based in Crozet, Music Today powers ticketing for local venues such as the Intellos Wireless Pavilion, the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, and the Jefferson Theater, and is official web stores for hundreds of artists, athletes, and entertainers. That's Music Today.
Atlantic Organic Natural Sleep Shop. Featuring their natural and chemical-free organic sleep studio with environmentally conscious mattresses and bedding, including eco-friendly hardwood platform beds. That's Atlantic Organic, 421 West Main Street, Charlottesville. Website AtlanticOrganicSleepShop.com. It's bedtime naturally.
Hi, I'm Katie Falcone from Ash Lawn Highland, the home of President James Monroe. Our annual Artisan Open House will take place Sunday, October 19th from 12 to 4 p.m., featuring the juried artisans whose wares are featured in our Museum Shop Virginia Artisans Room. Visitors can meet with local artisans, see demonstrations of their work, try locally sourced and produced foods, and listen to live acoustic music by Timothy Seaman. Wreath making, woodworking, pottery, soap making, quilting, candle making, weaving, and more. For more information about this year's Artisan Open House at Ashlawn Highland, 434-293-8000 or ashlawnhighland.org. I'm Katie Falcone, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection at WNRN.org with your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And here we are back in action at WNRN and the Sunday morning wake-up call. We'd love to have you call us up and make your pledge here on Fall Fun Drive Sunday. My guest, Rand Hinchy, here with us. And Principal Rick Verhovac, as we talk about bullying. We've heard from a number of people so far, but we'd love to hear from you. Let's see. We had Mom. We had Wrench's mom. We had our cousin. We had my girlfriend, who pledged in honor of Lazarus. That almost made me tear. We had a long-term pledger. Brenda called us up. Gene McCusker has been a regular on the program, talking about the importance of senior health care. And then my friendly folks at Renewable Energy Construction Services called up to make a pledge because they understand what we do here at WNRN and what this program does in terms of bringing sp- specifically interesting topics that often aren't covered on other stations, or if they are, they get the 10-minute conversation, if they get that. But here on this program, we try and carry it a little more in-depth. And in unusual and different circumstances, when we have...
Me, Ren Hinchy.
Sixth grader.
And
in
me.
Middle school.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, fire away.
I jumped, I butted my nose in there.
That's why you'll never make it to the level that Ren has in terms of radio.
I got to learn all the right things to do. Rick Verhovec, principal.
Principal. So the middle schooler interviewing the middle school principal. So Principal Verhovec, we've talked about a little bit of this. Asked a question about did the person being bullied have a greater responsibility, but what about the parent? Does the parent have more responsibility than just calling the school and saying, hey, I think my kid's being bullied?
So Rick, the parent's the wild card in all this. I really believe that you have to involve stakeholders whenever there's a situation at school. So a lot of times when there's even just the poor judgment and comments that are made, calling the parent of both parties and saying, hey, I just want to let you know, so-and-so came to me today. They said that this was said to them. I want to let you know that I did call the parent of the other student. I don't elaborate, but that parent knows, and that parent is going to deal with that situation. But getting parents involved, because parents need to know if their child is saying something or doing something inappropriate or receiving information that's inappropriate. Parents need to be involved.
But they're, and I realize that as the principal of the middle school in this area and listeners who might have children going to the middle school in this area, what do you tell the parent? I mean, you call them and tell them this is what happened.
Yep.
But there are certainly instances when the parent calls you with their own thoughts on the situation, maybe providing information that you weren't aware of, that may be even a little a little more wild than where the truth gets blown up a little bit, or just with demands. This is what happened, and what are you going to do about it?
Well,
you talk about them being the wild card. How do you play it from that point?
Understand first that a parent is worried about the most important thing in their life. That's their child. And so you always have to take that perspective. You have to know that you are dealing with someone's most important thing in the world to them. And so you have to listen, and then you have to evaluate what's going on. So if a parent calls me and is all blown up about a situation, the first thing I need to do is, ma'am or sir, I need to just take a minute. I need to find out what's going on. I need to get a little bit of background information. You talk to the parent. You try to get a parent off the ledge to at least, have a conversation. And then you go out and you dig up some information and find out what's going on. The big thing is parents just want to be heard, and they want to make sure that their child's not being hurt or being picked on. And so you go out and you find that, evidence, and you try to solve that situation. In bullying or teasing, most of the time, it's kind of a two-way street. There's a little bit of meanness going both ways, and people make comments both ways. And so, again, it's very important that you don't point fingers and say, you're the wrong person, you're doing this, or you don't blame a parent's child. You say, this is the information I have.
What are some of the warning signs that a parent might see at home other than because the child may not just own up to it and say, oh, mom or dad, I got bullied today.
So a lot of things, not wanting parents to read email, look at their Facebook page. And you have to be a certain age to have Facebook now, so not everybody under the age of 13 should have a Facebook page. But some parents sign off and allow their children to have a Facebook page. But not wanting parents to look at their cell phone to check email messages or check text messages, or not allow them to have things like Snapchat where 5 seconds later the picture disappears. Parents being involved, asking questions, not being afraid to have that conversation. Because when kids are being bullied, they kind of tend to keep it in and they don't want to say anything because it hurts them and they don't want to get hurt again.
All right, again, just a few minutes left on this program leading up to Les Temps Purdue during Fall Fun Drive Sunday, talking about bullying with my co-host today, Ren Hinchy, and our guest, Principal Rick Verhovac. Ren, question for you. No. Question to you. Have you ever been bullied? Do you think now that you've heard more about the definition, possibly been a bully, or even seen somebody else being bullied?
I have been bullied, and I have seen somebody else being bullied.
What did you do about it? Either time.
When I was one of my friends, he thinks he's so cool because he has the Snapchat, the Twitter, the Facebook, and now that I think about it, he shouldn't be that close of a friend to me, but I'm not going to go put it out there. But there was a kid, when we were at lunch, we were walking out, and so this, in my school, they like being physical. So my friend, he gets up in front of the other guy, and he trips him. But he doesn't fall, he just stumbles. And the other guy turns around, and he says, "Why did you just trip me?" So then I walked around, and I looked back, and then I went to go see what was going on. And they got in a verbal fight. And so my teacher, she heard the commotion. She went over to the conversation, and she tried to help it out. But right now, I've seen them. They still get in verbal fights. They don't just let it go. They mm-hmm. They want to overpower somebody.
All right, Principal Verhovac. Suggestions for Ren if he sees this happen again.
So Ren, he's your friend, okay? And you do realize that he is your friend, and he's going to remain your friend. And when you're in private with him and you're walking down the hallway and it's just the two of them, don't be afraid to have that conversation of, you know, I thought it was mean when you tripped so-and-so the other day. He might not take it in a good way, and that's a very hard conversation to have. But you're not putting him down. You're just saying it's not nice to try to trip somebody. You're trying to let him see that what he's doing is not a great choice. We all make choices every day, and you don't want to disown him. You don't want to not be his friend, because you want to try to help him to make better choices. And so by him seeing that you're still sticking with him, helps him, but he's got to learn to also change his behavior. It's not right that he trips somebody down the hallway. I see that all the time. People stepping on behind somebody's shoe or just kind of kicking their heel to try to make them, you know, trip. And you just have to say, hey, stop. Don't do that.
All right. Well, I hope the folks who are listening, whether you're the parent, you're the kid, you're the administrator or teacher, the goal today was to have you call up and make your pledge to WNRN, which you can still do at WNRN.org, or call us up at 434-979-0919, but was to learn a little bit about the topic, more than just the flash word you might hear about in the news. Principal Verhovac, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much, Ren. I really appreciate the way you had your questions and your thoughtfulness. Thank you very much.
And Ren Hinchy, thank you so much for taking the time to drive up.
Not a problem.
All right, the folks at Les Temps Purdue up next. Thanks, everybody.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Brandon Wong
and Max Cecilia Struther.
Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.